Welcome back to another episode of the Brian Stavely Show, everybody. We're here on the last American radio broadcast. It's probably been about a week since I've done a show, and I apologize for that. I haven't had the time lately. I've just been so busy with work and everything. I just haven't had the days off to do the show where I like to do it in the afternoon. Sometimes I could pre-record them at night, but I've been so swamped. But I'm here today. I plan on being back tomorrow and Friday. So, you know, we'll play it by ear. We'll see what happens. But I do definitely plan on being here tomorrow. So seeing that I haven't been here in about a week, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, I wasn't even on really since the whole Defense Authorization Act passed through the House. And it's on its way to the Senate. There's been a whole lot of stuff that's happened. You know, first I want to talk a little bit about this, you know, this spy drone. That's what it ended up being. You know, about a week ago, we talked about, you know, this drone that supposedly got shot down over Iran. It was our drone. And, you know, we talked about how it'd probably be another excuse to, you know, push aggressive action against them. Maybe, you know, if not call it an act of war, but, you know, leading down that road. Well, it turns out that the thing was a CIA spy drone. Okay? Now, the thing's taking pictures, videos. Not only that, but this one had the capability to intercept phone calls and some other, you know, high technology. So, of course they shot it down. They should shoot it down, shouldn't they? Come on, man. Don't be the Homer here. Let's look at it objectively. If Iran flies a drone over here that's taking pictures and videos and intercepting phone calls, are we going to let it go on or are we going to shoot it down? We're going to shoot it down. Does that mean we're starting a war? No, of course it doesn't mean we're starting a war. It means they might be starting a war though, right? Coming over here spying on us like that. And that's what we're doing. You see how we twist it? You don't even see it from that side at all. You just hear how, oh, you know, they shoot down our drone, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, well, what are we doing? We're spying on them. So, of course, they shot it down. Once they figured out what it was, I would have shot it down, too. Well, I mean, even before they figure out what it is, they got something flying through their airspace that's not theirs. Shoot it down. That's what you do, right? Now, I also heard another story that kind of relates to this, and I don't know if it's true. Okay, I don't, because I don't know who to trust anymore with the alternative media. I really don't. It's real foggy, okay? I like to use RT a lot. I post a lot of videos from them. They have a lot of good interviews. But there's a lot more and more disinformation and fear-mongering turning up there the more and more I look. So I don't, you know, on the surface, it's kind of hard for me, you know, without digging into something. And this thing kind of just popped up yesterday, and I haven't really got to, you know, really check it on too many other sources. And maybe you guys have. There's this story being floated out there about how Iran is going to patrol the east coast of the United States with a big, like a big Navy carrier, like a, you know, an aircraft carrier, and park it in the ocean outside the east coast. Now, I don't know if that's true, but you know what? Let me tell you something. First off, let me start it like this. All right? I love being an American, and I want my country back. And I would never, ever, 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 ever want us to be attacked. However, at some point, you know, maybe it's good if somebody not attacks us, but just, you know, shows that they're not scared of us and stands up to the bully. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they are parking their aircraft carrier over there. Maybe that'll just make us back off a little bit, you know? And that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Now, if they did that and they intimidated us a little bit, and we were like, whoa, these guys are not just going to sit there and take this. So, you know what? Maybe we should relax a little bit. Maybe we should relax. And then everybody goes home. We back up. They back up. You know what I mean? What do people expect when we constantly park in our aircraft carriers outside their countries? I mean, seriously. Is that not like a big show of intimidation? Think about it. The aircraft carriers carrying all types of missiles and jets and you know, whatever else, tanks, who knows whatever else is on there, and thousands of soldiers, right? They carry a couple thousand soldiers each, don't they? Like 5,000 or something. You would think parking one, you know, outside your country would be a little bit of a show of aggression, wouldn't you? And we do it all the time. That's the thing. I heard the president of Iran the other day giving an interview. Okay. I might play the clip after the break for you guys. I think I will. I just got to go dig it up. I should have had this prepared. I wasn't even thinking I was going to talk about it. He has a this clip where they interview him, and what they're basically asking him is they're talking about the perception of the West of him. Like what perception we have of him and his people and his country, and how people think he's a terrorist. They're this terrorist state. And they're this aggressive nation and this, that, and the other thing, and they want to pursue nuclear weapons came up, okay? So we started talking, and he starts talking about, how every country needs nuclear power. Every country is using it, and that's all he's trying to do. Every place he has been inspected by the is it the IAEA? I think that's what the like the governing agency is that goes around and checks the nuclear facilities. I could be wrong. I could have the wrong acronym there. I think that's what it's called. And he's like, that they've never, they've never even. Do you know that they've never even like flagged this guy? They've never even like given him a warning or like said, oh, anything like raised an eyebrow where they had to come back or go back and report to somebody, hey, this isn't right. It's never even happened. At least according to what he said, and he sounded pretty believable. And then they started getting into the terrorist thing, and he's like, if I was this terrorist and we were this, warmonger, and I forget the words he used. I'm really paraphrasing here, but he was talking about how if that was the case, there would be Iranian forces all over the world in all different countries, and he said, name me the country where you see that. He said you can't. He said because that country doesn't exist. There are no Iranian forces in any other country. And you guys know whose forces are in everybody's country, right? Us. Why are we in everybody's business? And my whole point basically is it's, why? It's just why? Let's just end it. You understand? There's no reason. These people don't want to fight with us. Neither did Iran, neither did Iraq. I mean, Afghanistan and Iraq. Okay, neither does Syria, and they know it's coming. Okay, they know it's coming, and they don't want us over there. And North Korea will be on the, and you know why North Korea and Iran and formerly Iraq and Afghanistan, it's all financially independent countries. It's all countries that aren't part of any type of central controlled bank. It's a very short list, and it's the same list that's the terrorist states. We've gone over this before, guys. They float this other story out there too. I don't mean to just jump from one thing to the next, but we got a lot of stuff. They float this other story out there about how the government could install kill switches on the cell phones. Now, let me tell you something. You don't think there's already kill switches on the cell phones? I mean, seriously. We all know they have floors inside Verizon and these other big phone companies and stuff. They actually have, the NSA will have a whole floor in their building where they, just whatever they want to do, intercept phone calls, read text messages, whatever they want to do. It's all good now since 9/11. They'll just go through all your stuff. And they used to not be able to do that. Well, technically they could. I don't mean technically. I mean technologically they could, but they weren't legally able to do it. But now they are. Okay, there's all types of, wiretapping and stuff like that that was totally illegal before. Guys, I don't know if you saw it, all right? I'm just talking about the cell phone thing. For those of you that know me, I posted a story about Carrier IQ about a week ago. Let's actually rewind a few months, okay? We'll go back a few months till about the summertime. And the story comes out about how the iPhone has been logging people's location and sending it back like every 15 minutes, even though the GPS and everything else on the phone is turned off. And it turns out that it ended up happening on Android phones too. Now, that's a big percentage of the smartphone industry. You guys know almost everybody you know either has an iPhone or a Droid of some sort. I mean, a lot of people do, okay? That's not an accident. So for people to believe that that's an accident, I mean, you're really being naive. years ago, when they started putting things like GPS on phones, and they really started changing the phones over, they became more than just cell phones with text messaging, and you could start to do other things, and you could actually start to run apps and things like that. They installed back doors on these phones for the government to get in, like security back doors. I don't mean a literal mechanical thing. I mean, something where they could get in there and have access to it and have it be hidden that it was there. So this is no accident. Now, it was bad enough in the summer when people found out that their location was being logged. Okay, it was being logged every 15 minutes, your location was being logged and reported back to Apple, to Google, to God knows whoever else. I mean, do you really know who else is getting it? Do you really want people knowing stuff like that, like your location, guys? I mean, seriously. So, anyways, it was a big story. A lot of people were really pissed off about it. Now, take that story and multiply it by about 5,000. And I'm going to tell you why. Do you guys know what a keylogger is? A keylogger is software on your computer, okay? That what it'll do is it'll record everything. Every action you make on your computer, if somebody installs a keylogger, they'll be able to go in after and type a certain password. What they do is they assign a certain password to the keyboard, but they don't make it a regular word. They make it something you'll never press. So then whenever you press that key combination, the program exposes itself because otherwise it just runs hidden. And what it does is it records everything you do on the computer. So everything you type, every password you put in, every username, every image you look at, every website you go to, including a screenshot of everything, a screenshot of every action you make, every time you move the mouse or change the page or scroll down or anything. Okay? It all gets logged. The person that installed it can then go, look at whatever date he wants and go through the whole day and look at everything you've seen on the computer screen. Everything. Everything. They can get access to all your passwords that you entered. You're pretty much done, okay? Do you know that now millions and millions of smartphones have a secret keylogger program running in the background? Yeah, millions of them too, not just a few of them. And it's not just Apple. It's not just Google. It's the Sprint Evo phones, and it's the HTC phones, and it's the Droid phones and the iPhones, and it's a whole mix of phones, okay? So it's not just those two. So, and what it's doing, guys, is every key you press, and I'll show you the video after. I might even talked about this on another show, so I'm gonna go through this quickly. I might even already talked about this, and I forgot. Well, anyways, so what it does, it logs everything. Everything you press is getting reported back to a server, including your text messages that you send out and receive. They're even going to the server before they're going to other people. Okay? Your smartphones are doing this. You want to talk about an invasion of privacy? Now, anybody that wants to spy on you. And this opens up all types of security breaches. I mean, this makes it a lot easier for hackers to get into your phone, shut it down, send messages from it, make calls from it, listen to you, like open a live mic and listen to everything you're saying, like even when the phone's not on, and when the phone's on, listen to the calls, both ends of it. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. If I didn't already post this in the blog, I'm gonna post a video for it so you can see it in action. And there's actually a fix if you do have the iPhone. There is a fix for it. And I will post that today, okay? I don't know it by heart, but I do have a link for it. It did look fairly simple too. It just looked like a couple settings you have to change. See, the thing is, guys, even if you can find it in your phone, you can't shut it down, you can't delete it, you can't erase it. So even if you find it, even if it shows up in your app list, there's nothing you can do. Even if you factory reset your phone, it boots back in there. So this isn't an accident. Okay, this is what pisses me off, and I apologize if I already went over carrier IQ because now I'm thinking I might have touched on it last week, and we're just gonna move on from that anyways. Guys, the phone lines are open too if you want. I mean, give us a call in, Skype us, however you like to do it. Hit us up on the website. I just opened up the phone lines about 5 minutes ago, so anything you want to talk about doesn't even have to be anything that's on the list right here. What I was saying is. I mean, look how far it's come in 10 years with the spying on us. Can't you guys see that it's always been us that's been the, I mean, we've been the target of this the whole time. We've been the target of Homeland Security the whole time. It's never been about the Muslims. It was always about the Americans. Always. And now you can finally see how it's turned on us. You see the Department of Homeland Security videos come out, and it's nothing but white Americans. And they do that on purpose, They want you, they have like a whole spy. They want you to rat out your neighbors. That's basically the mentality out there now amongst the whole culture, isn't it? Everybody spy on everybody and rat each other out. You got kids ratting out their own parents to the schools and stuff. I mean, it's like living around a bunch of rats. I feel fucking, I feel trapped, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, how are people like that? People don't want to deal with their own problems. People become so absorbed by their technology, like their smartphones and their computers and TVs and everything. You see it all the time. People just aren't even conversing. They don't even talk anymore. They don't want to have a relationship with each other. They just stare at their phone and play games all day or send text messages all day. Nobody even talks anymore, right? I mean, how often do you actually talk to people as opposed to text messaging? It's probably like, what, 75, 25? Just goes on all day. It's just like, oh, stop already, you know? Let's back up for a minute. All right. Let's back up to what we were talking about Iran. What do you guys think? I mean, do you guys think if they parked a boat, if they parked an aircraft carrier off our shores to show a little bit of balls, I guess? Do you think that would back us down a little bit? And do you think that would be a good thing? Or do you think that would provoke us even further and that would accelerate the path to a engagement with them? I think it might make us back down. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing I want to talk about. All right. You hear all this stuff about, and I've already told you guys how I think, China and Russia are really in kind of in cahoots with us, and I don't really think that much at odds with us. To think that Iran would want to attack us, or we were gonna wait a little bit. We'll talk about North Korea too. North Korea supposedly now has a missile that can reach us. This anti-ballistic missile, intercontinental ballistic missile, and all this thing. Have you seen their missile test before? The things are like, it looks like a bad firework or something. Like it goes up and then it crashes in the ocean. Have you seen it? I mean, come on. But anyways, these people don't want to attack us. You know why? I'll tell you why. 'Cause they'll get obliterated if they do. Why would they want to do that? Okay, our whole thing, this whole agenda here with us and NATO and going into all these countries, it's much bigger than the United States. Okay, now whether you think it's the Rothschilds, whether you think it's the Vatican, whether you think it's the Queen, whatever you, wh whoever you think is at the tippity top pulling the strings behind this thing, okay? Nobody's gonna want to, get in their way. They want to mind their own business and hopefully not have to even cross paths with us. They know something, North Korea, if they're to shoot a missile at us, they're gonna have like 12 countries coming after them. Do you really think people like China and Russia are gonna stand up for them and get run over? Or get into a long, hard war where both countries are gonna lose tons of lives and maybe nukes are even launched? No, they don't wanna do that. And like I said before, I think they're even in on it to the point where I bet you we're giving them secret oil deals, backdoor oil deals out of Iraq and Afghanistan. I bet you it's been going on the whole time. It just wouldn't make any sense that all these big, superpowers would be at odds. It would make much more sense if they hyped up the tension so they could build up their arms, just like the Cold War, okay? And I just think that's what you have here. I just think that's what you have. And I don't think, the reason I bring it up is because, you guys might have seen some of the stories about this North Korean missile and all this. Guys, don't worry about that. Don't worry about if there really is an aircraft carrier that Iran's putting in the ocean. It's not, they're not going to want to attack us. Okay? Now, if we attack them, will they fire back? Well, maybe. Now, maybe that's a different story. But they're not going to just come out and attack us. Because, all the fears that you have that would make you think that these countries want to attack us in the first place, it's all based on false information. You got to remember that, okay? All the stuff you've heard about them is a lie. They haven't been plotting to attack us. They haven't been plotting nuclear missiles and all this. That's all bogus. And isn't it so ironic that we're the ones to tell people about that? We're the ones to tell people who can't have nukes and who can? Yet we're the only ones that ever nuked a city full of people. We actually dropped an atomic bomb twice. But we're the world police when it comes to that. That's really ironic, I mean, it really is. How does that make any sense? I don't know. Guys, there's this big thing going on right now in Russia. All right? It reminds me a lot of 2000 in the United States. That the reason for that is there is a whole bunch of voter fraud going on. When I say voter fraud, all right, and I want to thank my buddy Alan. For those of you guys that listen to me on the other network, I mean, you all know Alan. For those of you that don't, he's a one of our regular listeners and a good contributor to our shows, and he helps us out with posted information and stuff a lot. And he found this Russian story, and he's been posting a lot of videos for it. And what it is the ruling party, I guess, won the election like 99% of the vote or something, okay? And there's all types of videos coming out with people or the ballot boxes before the polls even opened, okay? I'll have to look into this a little more because I've only seen it from a couple, spots here. But the video I saw, I mean, if that's a genuine, voting booth, I mean, the video clearly shows that the ballots were stuffed. I mean, the boxes, okay, before the time is where you can actually write your vote, well, the cameraman like zooms in through the crack of the thing, the booth, and there's already a whole bunch of envelopes in there or papers or whatever they wrote the cast the ballot on. Seriously, a whole bunch of them. And then I guess in other ones they were using invisible ink or something, so it would disappear later and then they could change the vote. All types of stuff going on. So, this has caused big protests over there. And just like over here, they've been clamping down on it. They've arrested hundreds of these people. So, the thing that you can relate to this, guys, is this whole thing that's going on here with the Occupy thing. Everything that's going on, it isn't just the United States. It's a global problem. Okay? The so-called superpowers like us and the UK and Russia, I mean, we all have our own problems that are very similar, okay? We're all in other people's business. I don't know so much about Russia, but us in the UK got our nose in everybody else's business, but yet we can't clean up our own backyard. You know what I mean? It's time to clean up our own mess. Stop being everywhere else. This voter thing in Moscow, I mean, I don't know what day the election was, and I apologize. And I'm not from Russia. I'm not supposed to know what day the friggin' election is. I just found out about this story, though. I will look into it more. You guys, you feel free, obviously, go look into it. Go on YouTube, you'll see a lot of these videos. Or if you go to our Facebook group, okay, easy to find. It's called The Real News Online. There's a Facebook group that I made, and we got a lot of good people in there that listen to the show and stuff and listen to other shows, and they're all contributing. And those videos are in there, and I'll put them up on our blog actually. So I'll put it up on The Last American. When the show's over today, I'll put it up on The Last American. But I do want you guys to join my group. Because we've got a lot of good people here, a lot of good information going around. Okay, so if you're on Facebook, join the Real News Online group and make sure you check back on thelastamerican.org and go to the blog section after the show today, and I'll get these other videos up there. And if that carrier IQ thing isn't already up there, I'll get it up there and I'll get the fix up there. I think I might have already talked about that last week, so I apologize, guys, if I went over things twice. I don't mean to do that. We are gonna take a quick break, guys. Okay. When we come back, we got a few more things related to the whole warmongering and everything. Talk a little bit more about the voter fraud, and then I'm gonna kind of dive into a little bit more about Facebook, some news that's come out, and I want to get into I want to get into Sandusky again because there's been another boy that stepped forward. This time the charges are a little different than the other ones. And we're going to go over that. So just stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Brian Stavely Show here on The Last American Radio Broadcast. Okay, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during the brief break there. You heard a little Nirvana. I used to like Nirvana a lot. It's too bad that, what happened with them. They kind of really defined a whole generation of music, didn't they? They made a lot of music better, and their music was great, but they kind of ruined some other stuff too, because I felt like a lot of the other bands kind of went soft because of them. You know what I mean? They kind of had to make the adjustment into the alternative and get away from maybe like the hair band heavy metal type stuff. I don't know. That's just the way I feel about it. But we're not going to sit here and talk about music. We got more important things to talk about right now than talking about hair bands. All right, let's finish up with this Moscow thing real quick. Before we went away, I was talking about this voter fraud going on in Moscow. And guys, I mean, you can see the video. I mean, you can see the ballot boxes are actually stuffed. They're already stuffed before the polls even start. Before people even get to cast their vote, there's already a whole bunch of them sitting in the bottom of the ballot box. And there's a few videos showing it. There really is. And I'm not surprised. Okay, you shouldn't be surprised either. I mean, this is how it is in probably almost every country. I mean, how many countries do you really think have a fair and a real democracy and a real election process? You guys really think we do? I hope you guys aren't still buying into that. Especially after 2000. I mean, that should show you. I mean, they were putting Bush in no matter what. And even Gore was in on it. He was in on it to lose that election. And if you ask why he would do that and why he would be in on it, because they gave him the whole global warming thing and let him run with that. And he's going to make billions of dollars off it. So screw being the president. I'd rather be a hundred billionaire. You know what I mean? We won't have all the stress, have way more money. Some of it's blown up in his face a little bit, but in the long run, he's going to end up cashing in on it big time. From what I've heard, though, I haven't been able to verify this yet, but I heard that his carbon trading place that was in Chicago, I heard it's not going to be there now. Now, I don't know what the deal is with that, if they just relocated or I don't know what's going on. Well, it's definitely something to look into. But yeah, he knew that he was going to lose that election. If you go back and watch, they had meetings in the House, and he was like the Speaker of the House at the time. And all they had to do was have one person raise their hand, and it would have, it would have at least dragged it out and made it get another recount or whatever. And he could have raised his own hand, and he didn't. He was actually laughing about it. He was laughing. There was one woman that was up there, one congresswoman. She was so upset that nobody would raise their hand, and Al Gore was laughing at her. And he's the guy that got screwed. Okay? So he didn't really get screwed. He knew from the start, hey, George is going to win the election. Here's what happens, okay? I think this is what happens. I think they try and let it go legit if they can, and then when it's not going the way they want, I think that's when they jump in and change it. I think. I don't know. Because at least that's what it seemed like what happened to me. I mean, what happened at that time? Maybe they thought George could win it, but then realized he wasn't going to win, so then they made him win. Because why else would they make such a big fiasco out of it? I think it was kind of a fiasco, and they just, finally came through and just, this is the guy we're going to put in, so here it is. The whole election process and these people getting up there and debating and touring around the country, I mean, it's all a circus. It really is. It's all a circus. I mean, I know that locally and stuff, it's not like that. I mean, there's people and you elect, like in your city council and stuff like that. But when you're talking about the senators and the congressmen, all right, I got to think a really, really high percentage of these people. I mean, really high. Almost all of them are just handpicked. I mean, and the president is always handpicked. Okay, they're going to put there who they want to put there. You don't get to choose. You got to choose, Al Gore would have been the president. And who knows? Maybe 9/11, Katrina, and other things wouldn't have even happened on his watch. Maybe they would have, though. They probably would have, okay? Because it's much bigger than just the president. But maybe if the president's a pest enough and is not going along with it, maybe it does delay things. You know what I mean? Because maybe they're worried about things being compromised, and it's best to just push it off until they get the next guy in there. But that would probably get him killed, you would think, wouldn't it? I would think so, if he's holding up a big plan like that. That's what it was. I mean, it was a big scheme to go invade the Middle East. It was, no matter how you think it happened, it was a long, well thought out plan, and their agenda was to invade the Middle East. Okay? And what have they done? They haven't left. They're still over there. They're going into other countries. And while we're over there, hey, we're in Africa. Like I told you guys, they're going to be in Africa for a while. I mean, there's lots of resources in Africa. We'll be there dropping our drills. You better believe it. Okay? We'll be down there looking for conflicts. I heard just the other day, Al-Qaeda in Africa. Oh, what do you expect? They said it too, Al-Qaeda in Central Africa. It was coming from the Britons. The Britons were saying it. The UK, Al-Qaeda is in Africa, so we gotta send forces over there to stop them. That evil Al-Qaeda chess piece that we move around the world, where most of it's just totally fabricated and just made up and stories floated to the news. If there are real Al-Qaeda, I mean it's very few, and they're totally CIA controlled, and for the most part though. I mean, it's just Hollywood. It's just stories they float out there. All right? That's why I don't even buy the whole underwear bomber thing anymore, like I told you guys. I know that the story. You guys know the story. About the lawyer, Kurt Haskell, and you saw the guy go to the desk, and they said, "We really need to get this guy on the plane. He doesn't have a passport, yada, 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 yada." But I don't even think that happened. I think they just totally just made up that story and floated it out there just because they don't need that to happen. They can just float the story out there and get the same agenda out. What's that agenda? Well, it was to get more scanners and more airports, basically. And there's a whole cash side to that. The guy, hold on, I'm trying to think of his name right now. Shertoff, his last name Shertoff, okay? He used to run Homeland Security. And he's the guy that put through the order to put all the body scanners in all the airports, not just in a couple of them. So you know what he does now? Now that he's not the head of Homeland Security, he's the CEO of the company that makes the body scanners. Oh, isn't that convenient? Probably making billions of dollars, okay? Gave himself the contract and then went to work over there and sat as the CEO. How do you like that? That's how a big business and a government works. It goes on all the time. That's pretty shady, isn't it? They stage an underwear bomber to put more scanners in to radiate you. That's not the purpose they put them in, I don't think, but they are radiating you. And the purpose, is basically there's a lot of purposes. One, but this isn't the greatest, is this guy to make a boatload of money. Two, which would be one of the more prominent reasons, is the whole, what is it? The whole, it. I want to say the fear factor. It's more than that, though. It's more than just the fear factor, but the whole you submitting type thing, okay? You're gonna do this, we're gonna grab you, you're gonna go through that. It's gonna be one or the other, or it might be even both. You know what I mean? The whole getting you to submit thing, I mean, that's what it's all about. And why? What are they doing? What are they preventing? Huh? Guys, they're not, by putting us through these radiation scanners, they're not gonna prevent, buildings from coming down, okay? That's what they want you to think. All right? There were no hijackers, okay? I mean, those whole stories were floated out there. So to think that we need to go through these procedures to stop one of us from bringing something on a plane, well, no, you know why? It's not even happened in the first place, okay? I'm all for metal detectors and pat downs and stuff like that. I don't want people bringing guns and grenades and stuff like that on a plane, stuff that could blow a hole in the freaking side of it, all right? But the grope downs, touch of the private areas, I really don't have a problem with the regular pat down. I mean, I don't. I mean, that's part of their job, whatever, all right? But not to be touching us in our private areas, not to be doing the naked X-ray thing. You know what I mean? And it's just not safe. And they really go too far. I mean, you see all these stories that come out about the 80 and 90-year-old women that are getting groped down and all this, and it's happening all the time. I guess it happened 3 times at one airport in Florida last week. Come on, is that necessary? I mean, are those people really a threat? I mean, can you just? I understand, like, say you go to a store and they say we card everybody, and they but do they really card the 75-year-old guy that goes in to buy a pack of butts? No. Do you really need to grope down this? And I understand anybody could be a terrorist, but guys, the ter it's not. You got to forget about the whole premise that that's even a problem over here, because it's not. Any terrorism that has happened here, first of all, my opinion, just about all of it has just been totally manufactured and didn't even happen. But the stuff that has happened and that we can prove has happened, or you can prove has happened over here for terrorism, the things that we know for a fact have happened. It's not these, terrorists from another country trying to get on an airplane. It's people that we put there, people that we talked into these plots usually. You understand? We don't need to go through this at the airport. And, here's a great point that, my buddy James made on one of his shows over here. If that was such a great way to attack us and they hated us so much, wouldn't they have done it again? And is an airplane really the best way to do that? Wouldn't they switch it up? I mean, if they've already used airplanes and smashed them into buildings like everybody thinks they did, do you really think that's what they're going to try to do again when all our security has been, all focused at that? And even if it wasn't, why would they do the exact same thing? I mean, seriously, would they? They like to have you believe it's this brilliant plot that these guys planned out over years, and they took all these different flights and this, that, and the other thing, right? But you think then the next time around they're just going to do the same thing? Okay, let's just do it again because it worked so well the first time. No. They'll do something totally, coming out of left field that you wouldn't think of, right? It's not, it wouldn't be what you think. It'd be something different. It'd be a baseball stadium, or it'd be, I don't want to sit here and give these people, if there were these people, okay, I wouldn't want to give them ideas, but I'm just saying, they would do something different, okay? So even if you believe the whole 9/11 hoax, the whole fairy tale, if you believe that that whole Hollywood production was what they said it was, how would you think that they're going to do the same exact thing again? Seriously, guys, think about it. Would they really do the same thing again? Are they really going to get on airplanes again and try and smash them into buildings to kill people? No, they would do something totally different. Just a totally unconventional thing that you're not thinking of. Kind of like up until that time, people weren't thinking of that. Okay? But instead, what happens? We pay the price. We got to go through the body scanners. We got to get groped down. I get very frustrated by it. And guys, I want to tell you something. When we're growing up, you hear all these stories about how other people place are police state. You don't hear the word police state really when you're a little kid, but you hear about things that would lead you to believe it's a police state in other countries. And the fact is now, okay, and it wasn't like this before. I'm sure it was in some effect, and we were, a lot of the freedom we thought we had was a mirage. But we did have, it was a little different 10, 15 years ago in this country. It wasn't such of a police state. People don't want to fly through here now. Okay. I was doing another radio show one night, and this is a while ago. This was like a month or two ago. And the host of another show, she came on for a little bit, and she was talking with me, and she's from Australia, and she was talking about how they went on a vacation, her and her family, and they had a few connecting flights in a few different countries, and they went through China, and they went through I think Spain, they came through the United States, and somewhere else in Southeast Asia. So they were all over the place. They went on a few vacations. And she said, by far, the worst experience they have ever had traveling was coming through the United States. And they will never do it again. And it was the most embarrassing thing. And they pulled them aside. And it's just a mother and a little girl. And they're going through all the stuff and patting her down and patting the girl. It's like, come on, man. Is it really necessary? It's not. That's your answer. No, it's not really necessary. But they do it anyways. And they don't do it for security reasons, guys. They do it to let you know who's in charge, let you know who's the boss, let you know that you will submit. That's what they want. You wouldn't have imagined 15 years ago that in the year 2011, when you go to an airport, the workers there actually grab your genitals and it's part of their job. Would you believe that? No, you wouldn't believe that. That's how far we've come down the road now, okay? That's how far we've come. It's a sick society, all right? It is. It's a whole problem as a society. And that's why, I want to talk about, we're going to get into this child abuse thing, okay? And this has a lot to do with it because you raise your children to never, ever, ever let a stranger touch them in any place like that. And now when you go to the airport, you have to stand by and watch somebody molest them. I mean, how do you even tell them that that's right? You know what I mean? I mean, it goes against everything you've ever taught them. And I think that's kind of a problem with the society as a whole. I mean, it's this predatory type behavior, it's almost become accepted. Now, it'll never be accepted by somebody like me, but it's become accepted by our legal system, hasn't it? It's been become almost accepted by the church. I mean, look at the scandals. Look at how, not to bring up, stuff from way back, but let's bring it up for a minute. Let's bring up the Catholic Church and way back and how when all this stuff went down, and I'm from near Boston, okay? So this whole stuff that went down with the Archdiocese and all the kids, there were a lot of people from my city. If any of you guys are listening that are, right now that are from my city, you guys know what I'm talking about. There were a lot of kids from around here that were affected by that. All right? It was a big deal. What happened to these people? Nothing happened. I mean, one guy went to jail, Gagan, he ended up dying in jail, all right? But I mean, the rest of them, they just got moved around by the church and they got put in other churches and they brought other pedophiles over here and then they just molested different sets of kids. It basically gave them fresh meat. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me that it's not trying to be pushed across as acceptable behavior. Just a couple weeks ago, we talked about this. You have the Pope coming out talking about it, saying it's not that evil of a thing to molest kids. Are you kidding me, man? I want to know how somebody's going to justify that. I want to hear somebody justify that statement. I really do. All right. Then you got these people like Sandusky, and we're going to get into this now. Gary Sandusky, okay? Now, Sandusky is the guy from Syracuse. No, Penn State. We were talking about Syracuse and Bernie Fine last week. Now we're back to Penn State, okay? Sandusky is the guy from Penn State where you first heard the story a couple weeks ago about molesting all the kids. All right. So far he's got 40 counts of child sex abuse against him. 40 counts. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, and I'm assuming most of you are, he was an assistant football coach for the university at Penn State under Joe Paterno. Everybody turned a blind eye to this. people actually walked in, another coach, McQuarrie, he walked in with Sandusky and a boy in the shower having sex. He reported it to the coach, never reported it to the police. Coach never reported it to the police. And this guy Sandusky went on for years and years ruining boys' lives. Now, a lot of you guys know that, and you already know there's been about six kids that have come forward. Well, now there's another one. And this kid was 12 years old at the time of the abuse. All right. He had lost his mother, so he was really, what's the word I want to use here? Susceptible? I guess that would be the right word. And I don't mean to say easy target, but easier target, right? His guy would be down a little bit. He'd be looking for somebody to console him, probably. He lost his mother. So Sandusky met this kid in that second mile program, and he was actually getting this kid drunk. Okay, not only was he getting them drunk, getting them liquored up, right? He was doing it in the campus office. So for anybody out there, and I've heard these idiots, okay? I listen to sports radio too. I don't watch TV like I used to. I don't really watch too much sports anymore, but I listen to the sports radio in the car a lot. I hear the callers call in. And I heard this guy call in because they were talking about this about a week ago, all right? It was good to hear them talk about some real issues too. A guy called in and he kept going on and on how it's not a university issue. Those other kids out there shouldn't be penalized and their team should be able to play and all that. It's not a university issue. Hold on here. Not only did it happen with their assistant coach, it happened in their locker room. Another coach walked in and didn't report it. Then they reported it to the head coach. He's getting this kid lick it up in the campus office, getting a minor that's 12 years old lick it up and having sex with him in the campus office. And people are trying to say it's not a school problem. They should be able to finish out the year. No, sorry. They should. I mean, that's absolutely absurd. And I remember when the story first broke, the guy McQuarrie, they let him stay aboard, actually. He's the guy that walked in on them. Now, why they would let anybody stay aboard is beyond me because, it's going to bring so much heat to them anywhere they go. And it's just, you got to get rid of all of them. And they did. It only took like another day. I think they realized they made a mistake by letting him stay on board. And then they cut him right out. They got rid of him. But, this guy Sandusky is a sicko. And this has become a societal problem because look at you. I even got it confused earlier because there's two huge cases like this, and there's gonna be more. I told you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. There's gonna be more universities. All right. There were stories about the boosters for Penn State, pimping out the kids to other people and stuff. And they're involved with other universities. They know other people out there. Okay. They're probably involved because. Not to always throw this angle out there, but Penn State, Georgetown, a lot of those other universities are closely tied to the Vatican and the church. And I bet you that a lot of those boosters have ties with the church, and they probably send kids that way too. I mean, it's not outlandish to think that, guys, with what's happened, okay, with how big it was before. These universities with these stories coming out, and all these kids keep coming forward, guys, all these kids. This story just broke a few weeks ago. All right, now you've already got seven kids that have come out. Seven kids. The story just broke. Like it hasn't. It seems like it's been a while, guys. But think back. It's been like 3 weeks. Okay, maybe a month. It hasn't been that long since this story first broke. I think it's been like 3 weeks. You've already got seven kids forward. The other thing, guys, is this kid. Oh, he's not a kid anymore. He's 25 now. I don't know his name. They're withholding his name, and I think that that's probably a good thing, anyways. He actually was dining with Sandusky this last summer, so they've kept some sort of relationship going this whole time. This guy's a sick bastard. He's a predator. He uses youth programs to prey on children, okay? He has this program called Second Mile, and I don't know exactly what it's all about, but I know they run like camp, day camps, and whatever else they do for kids, and he's around kids all the time. And he's had this program since the 70s. What year is it now? 2011? So let's just say 1980 to round it up. Okay? Let's say he didn't have it till the end of the 70s. Let's say 80. You got 20 years, 30. You got 31 years just since 1980. So let's say 75. We're talking 36 years this has been going on. Maybe 40 years if it was the early 70s. 40 years this guy's been doing this. And everybody's the thing is, the big part of the story, The biggest part of the story you can't forget, don't ever forget, is the children. They're the most affected. You can't be talking about football and, oh my God, these poor people can't play their game. Screw that crap, all right? Seriously. Let's talk about how long these kids were abused for, and if anybody stepped forward, how it could have stopped. How does that guy McQuarrie, walk into the locker room and just let it go on? You know what I mean? Now, how does he not smash this guy over the head with a chair? And personally, I think Paterno is involved in it too, physically. I do. Sorry, I just do. This whole thing, guys, what do you think's gonna happen with this? Huh? What do you think's gonna happen to this guy? I'll tell you what. This guy that's raped 7 kids, it's probably more like 50 kids. I mean, he probably tries to rape every kid that comes through there. He'll probably do less time than one of my best friends that's in jail right now on a drug charge. Got 11 years. Never raped a kid. This guy raped a whole bunch of them. He ain't gonna get 11 years. Kidding me? These people rape kids and get like 2 years. He'll probably get more because it's a big thing. It's probably 5 years or something, the most. Is that enough? That's not enough. That's why I say this behavior is they're trying to make you accept it. Because why are the laws so light on raping a child? Huh? Tell me. Tell me how raping a child isn't one notch below attempted murder. Right? How is it not right up there with kidnapping? Maybe in between kidnapping and attempted murder. How does that sound? You got murder at the top, first degree. Then you got, third degree manslaughter, second degree, then third degree manslaughter. Then you got, attempted murder. Right up with, assault with the intent to kill and kidnapping somebody. I mean, raping a child. Don't you think that's just as bad? Don't you think that person needs to be locked away just as long, if you really think that locking them away is gonna, help kill them or whatever? Don't you think that person really needs more help than probably even the person that beat somebody almost to death? Well, they're at least in their league, aren't they? I mean, come on. But no, they don't get sentences like that. They get slaps on the wrist. If you're a priest, you just get bounced around. You understand? That's why I think that, I already thought that the church, the Vatican, had a, real stronghold on our country more than people believe. Okay, and they have a strong influence on our legal system. And this just kind of backs that up even more. Because, I mean, ultimately, we know they don't frown upon this behavior. Okay? I mean, we know at least at the top they don't. The Pope, I mean, he even said it himself. And I feel like, we just kind of mirror that, with our super lenient sentences. Let's be honest, guys. Is 2 years really a justifiable sentence to give somebody that raped a child? I mean, come on, guys, use some common sense. Seriously. How can anybody say that? They can't. I don't know how anybody could say that, But, I want to thank everybody for listening. We're up against the clock now. It's the top of the hour. I will be back tomorrow at the same time. I'm going to come on at 1 o'clock Eastern, okay? It's a little easier for me. 1 o'clock Eastern, whatever time zone you live in, you can figure it out from there. Minus an hour, minus 2 hours, minus 3 hours, whatever you got to do. 1 o'clock, I'll be on Last American Radio Broadcast. Make sure later you go back to lastamerican.org, go to our blogs, and I'll put up some content from today's show for you guys to go through, some videos. A couple links for you guys to look at and stuff like that, okay? And anytime you don't catch us live, guys, remember, go to thelastamerican.org, okay? And just go to the archive, and it'll bring you to our complete archive. Everything's in there, in order, labeled. A lot of them tell you what content's on the show, like what we talked about and everything, so you can just play it right from there. Have a great afternoon, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm out of here.